Good morning, good afternoon, or of course, perhaps it is good evening, wherever you are in the world right now. Hello and welcome. My name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com. Thanks for stopping by to listen to today's Internet Business Quick Tips, and we're talking about web design quick tips. Of course, I'm looking to keep these audios down for you so you can get through these snapshots. And here's the thing. I've been getting some feedback from people while I'm recording this audio series, and I need to stress the point. It's important that you don't just listen to what I'm suggesting and saying to you here. You actually take action on it. I mean, there's a couple of days when I release this as part of my podcast series at paulbars.com. There's a couple of days between each release of each audio. Yes? Yes. Why? So you've got time to go and do something with the information that I'm giving you. I mean, I don't care about you listening to it. It means nothing to me if you just listen to it. Hi, Paul. My name's Bob, and I'm listening to your audio. I don't give a damn if you're just listening to my audio. I want you to do something with my audio. Take notes, get out, take action, get results. That's what it's all about. It's about pulling the finger out and getting something done. So let's get started on today. I'm probably going to have to break this one up into two different sessions. Got a couple of different points. And it begins with this: easy reading, no glasses required. Now, that's probably for me because I wear glasses permanently. I was very fortunate a number of years ago. I happened to catch a squash ball in my right eye. Yep, they fit really well too. I can tell you now, I was not at all impressed with the fellow who did that to me. And, well, I've pretty well worn glasses full-time ever since. So how easy is it for people to be able to read what's on your website? You know, in amongst everything else, over the years, I've managed to have a number of different computers, and every single one seems to have different settings automatically or different monitor sizes and the way that it displays the websites that I'm looking at. Have you noticed that over the years, that every different computer you have has, you know, a different look to the net? Well, it's exactly the same for your customers. Every different computer that they have has a different look. So how easy is it for them to read? Here's my first bullet point when it comes to this particular topic for web design tips. The text which is on your website needs to be no more than 600 or perhaps tops 700 pixels wide. Now, if you don't know what a pixel is, you shouldn't be playing around with your website design stuff. Go find somebody else. It simply is an indication, a measurement that we use with our graphics as to how wide something will be. Now, if you're using blog software, as I do, WordPress blog here at paulbars.com, it's pretty well pre-formatted. The template that I use actually gives me two different options as to how wide the entire thing can be. But the section, of course, I've got a section of text, and then I've got one and or two columns depending on the page that I've how I've set up that particular page. The text area is no more than 600 or 700 wide. It makes it what? Easy to read. It's based on the principle that the magazines, the newspapers and so on use. They keep it simple. They use lots of white space. They use lots of black text instead of multicolored fonts and all sorts of U-Beaut. Sure, there are some colors and there are some changes of fonts and images thrown in the magazines and the more so the newspapers, but that's the way it is. And you need to apply the same. See, here's the thing. Most newspapers these days have been set up to be easily read by an early high school student, someone who's in, you know, that junior high area. Magazines, of course, and certain newspapers do target particular markets. You're not going to get me reading the Medical Journal of, you know, Zimbabwe or whatever, because I'm not going to understand much of it, even if it was written in English. But as a general rule, and your website needs to be the same, like I said, lots of white space, using black text. Break up your images, break up your sentences, keep it simple. Make it so someone in junior high could read it if they wanted to. Unless, of course, you are targeting a particular marketplace, an industry niche which requires the technical stuff and maybe a little bit different, a little bit something along the way. It's vitally important that you do make it simple or easy to read. Now, I mentioned to you that this particular audio I would probably have to break up into a couple of spots. That's because I'm in 5 minutes in and I'm only halfway through. So I am going to make a second audio out of this particular one. And I'm going to give you some of the technical specifications, the actual sizes of different things that we should be using on our website to keep it simple for everyone who comes to it. So I will sign off now and I'll talk to you again in the next audio very, very quickly. Okay, Paul Bars from paulbars.com, Internet Business Quick Tips. This is our current series on website design. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.